Good morning and welcome to Between Two Covers at KVNO. I'm Todd Robinson, assistant professor in the Writers' Workshop at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Today I'm here to hype Linda Barry's 100 Demons from Drawn and Quarterly Press. Barry's book of self-described autobifictionalography, inspired by 18th century Zen monk Hakuin Okaku's painted hand scrolls, uses multiple genres to embody the variety of demons that have followed Barry through her life, each threatening in its own way to control and silence her, just as each of us must navigate the stormy seas of innocence and experience, self and other, hope and dread. Barry's book is comprised primarily of vivid, thick-lined comics, but you'll also find here origami, collage, photography, painting, and a fine closing primer on how to paint with inkstones, because Barry's abiding purpose is to wake her readers from the sleep of adulthood and into the imaginative riot of childhood. And what, you ask, hinders the perpetual renewal and discovery that is our human birthright? From childhood lice to pretentious boyfriends, dysfunctional families and nation-states, Barry tells the tale of a weird, gifted kid, a Filipina immigrant's daughter, who loved to read, draw, dance, and sing, but found each of these gifts threatened with extinction in the face of personal, social, and political pressures. Lest you think Barry's Bildungsroman dry bread, fret not, for all this angst is rendered in a charming visual and writerly style that wins the reader's loyalty to the plucky, red-headed, heavily freckled protagonist as she grows up in the tumultuous 60s and 70s. While the charming particularity of Barry's life and times makes these pages crackle, underneath that surface roil the depths of this book and of her teachings. All children make art, yet few adults do. Why is this? How can we get that lightning back into our bottles? Why are we moved by stories, Barry asks. Tales of things that never happened, told by people we've never met. How does a story come so alive? When we finish a good book, why do we hold it in both hands and gaze at it as if it were somehow alive? Dear listeners, I cannot say, but I know that Linda Barry's 100 Demons is somehow alive, and when we're making art, we are too. This is Dr. Todd Robinson for KVNO's Between Two Covers.